Joining us now is Republican Senator Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania. Senator Specter, first of all, just tell us your reaction to Senator Lott's decision today to step down as majority leader.
This entire episode, I think, should be a wake-up call far beyond Senator Lott to the Republican Senate caucus and to the Republican Party that we ought to be doing a great deal more on civil rights. What was really involved here was much more than Senator Lott's statement at the Thurman Birthday Party. It really peeled back more than 200 years of mistreatment of African Americans with slavery, with segregation, and now with racism. And instead of just talking about being the party of Abraham Lincoln, we ought to act like it.
Senator Bill Frist is expected to become the new majority leader. First of all, do you expect that that is what's going to happen?
Well, there seems to be growing sentiment in favor of Senator Frist. I have an open mind on it.
Do you think that there's anyone else who could make a viable challenge?
Well, there could be others, but Senator Lott's announcement is just a few hours old. The body's not cold, so it's kind of hard to be sure about what comes next.
What would Senator Frist or any other majority leader need to do in terms of advancing the agenda that you've already laid out with regard to repairing some of the damage that has been done, particularly with regards to attracting blacks and minorities to the Republican Party?
The new Senate majority leader can bring up the hate crimes legislation and act to get it passed. I think the new Senate majority leader could take a stand in favor of racial diversity on the case pending in the Supreme Court. We could have a sense of the Senate resolution encouraging the administration to support racial diversity. The new majority leader could emphasize education programs which are targeted to minorities. The new majority leader could be a strong voice for promoting minority interests.
You said this should be a wake-up call for the Republican Party. Do you think that most Republicans in the Senate are hearing that call, have heard it?
When you ask if most Republicans have heard the wake-up call, it was a nuclear explosion. Nobody missed the call. Question is, what happens next? And there's already been speculation that there could be an adverse impact on President Bush's re-election in 2004. I think it was heard. Question is whether we'll forget about it and go back to business as usual or do something about it. And as I say, I intend to press to do something about it.
What role do you see for Senator Lott in the Senate in the future? And do you think that he can play a role in this?
I think Senator Lott can play a role in it. Lyndon Johnson, in 20 years in the House and Senate, voted against every civil rights bill. And yet he became the promoter, advocate of the greatest civil rights legislation passed, the bill in 1964. I think Senator Lott can be a very active force in promoting civil liberties. And Trent Lott's a relatively young man. He's on some important committees. I'm glad to see him say he's coming back. I had no doubt that he would come back because we have a bare majority in the Senate, and I've seen him work very, very hard to elect Republican senators, and I think he would not leave on that count. He said he had a 6-year contract with Mississippi, and he has a lot of potential for the future, might even make a comeback for majority leader. Don't count him out.
Do you support Senator Frist as the new majority leader?
I'm not prepared to rush to judgment.
All right. Thank you very much, Senator.
Okay. You're welcome.
Republican Senator Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania.